This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado employers that break child labor laws would face stiffer penalties under a bill advancing at the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the bill has won preliminary approval in the state house.
Bill proponents want to make sure even first-time offenders pay a fine if they violate rules around employing minors. The legislation would impose a $750 penalty for first-time offenses, rising to $10,000 for repeat violators. The state would also start publishing the names of companies found to have broken child labor laws. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A Denver City employee will spend about a month in El Paso, Texas, to lower expectations about Colorado services for new immigrants. Denverite's Desiree Matherin reports.
This is the second time Denver is sending city employees to the border city. The goal is to let new immigrants and nonprofits in El Paso know that sheltering options have changed and will be vastly limited. Immigrants who arrived after April 10th have the option to stay in congregate shelter, but only up to 3 days. The city's new asylum seeker program will greatly reduce services, such as shelter options, for new immigrants in an effort to save money. It's a big change in previous emergency response efforts to house and support new immigrants. I'm Desiree Matherin, Denverite.
A proposed initiative supported by Colorado's oil industry has a spot on the November ballot. With voter approval, it would require extensive economic impact statements above future ballot measures. Each would summarize the policy's estimated effect on jobs, tax revenue, and GDP. Supporters say it's meant to offer economic transparency. Critics say it would overload future ballots and scare voters away from progressive policies and environmental protections. Visitors to Pikes Peak will soon have another option to travel up the mountain's winding, narrow roads. Reservations are now open to take a shuttle to the summit. The new service will run from May 24th through August 11th. The $30 adult tickets include the entry fee for the trip. It's a rainy Friday along the Front Range and across Colorado. This is CPR News.